This day in history. Today is 11-11-25. 14 years ago, on this day, it was 11-11-11. That's this day in history.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an app, Schminky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
and the Coast Guard.
Thank you for your service.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
A day to honor all military service members.
Honor military servicemen and women.
Service and sacrifice.
Risk their lives for their country.
Thank you for your service.
So let's say
a big thank you
to all the veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
Yes, thank you for your service. Although in the recorded thing, they forgot to mention Space Force. And that's a very important branch, or it's gonna be a very, very, very important branch. But thank you to all of our service members, in whatever branch of the service you serve in. It is the Mike Show. And whether you're currently serving or whether you have served in the past, thank you. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. We're also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on your Alexa device? Well, it's very simple. You just have to enable the skill. And you do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And...
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so easy. I said it's so easy.
Hello!
Yep. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. So here's what we do. We do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. Daily show. And then we take all those segments that we do. And for the day, and we repack them into a daily podcast, and that usually drops around noon. You can find that on Alexa simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and
hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com, click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find a link to the podcast. You can even get it on our YouTube channel. All of our social media, by the way, the handle is at the Mike Show VA. So we do a Facebook Live video simulcast. So yeah, we've got cameras in studio, and you can see our goofy asses. So you can go to at the Mike Show VA on Facebook and watch our show segments. You can listen on YouTube. At the Mike Show VA. Check out our Instagram photos, our X Twitter posts. I haven't twattered in quite some time. Is that how you X'd? I haven't X'd either in quite some time. Maybe I'll remedy that before the end of the year. I don't know. I mean, I dug it when it was Twitter and it had the little bird and it would, you know, and that was kind of cool. But I haven't gotten into the X since Elon took it over. All right, coming up on today's program, it is the Tuesday edition of the show. That means Megan Huffman is going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. She is bringing with her... Who's she bringing? Oh, yeah. Derek Brown is joining us from the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. We're going to talk about their goals and an upcoming fundraiser for the Free Clinic, and we'll get an update on how things are going with the restoration projects that they are working on. And Megan will fill us in on everything that's going on with Share Greater Lynchburg. All the upcoming events this November are, and then Giving Tuesday is the first Tuesday in December. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, of course, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And Jell-O is celebrating a birthday, 125 years old. And we're going to talk about that, plus a new Jell-O recipe that includes Brussels sprouts. I said Brussels sprouts.
In the buttocks.
No, not at all. I'd much rather eat that. So we'll talk about that. That and so much more. Oh, yeah, and then we turned it into a top list. Top ways life would be different without Jell-O. All right, that is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
If you're looking forward to Little Debbie's Christmas tree cakes, you're going to love their new Little Debbie Christmas tree ice cream. And if you love their ice cream, get ready for something a little different. Little Karen Christmas cakes, made with all white flour and vanilla. Little Karen cakes will have you screaming for more. But be careful, because they can be a little salty and sour and leave a bad taste in your mouth. Little Karen Christmas cakes. Buy some right now, or we will ask to talk to the manager.
Can speak to your manager, please.
New from Privileged and Entitled Foods.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. All right. So today, not Christmas tree cakes. It's Jell-O. It's Jell-O's birthday. 125 years. And they're celebrating, by the way. Here, let's get rid of this graphic. They're celebrating with three new limited edition Thanksgiving molds. That doesn't sound appetizing. They're calling them No Thanks molds because they're shaped like three of the most divisive Thanksgiving foods. Brussels sprouts that you can make into a Jell-O mold, cranberry sauce, and pecan pie. To be clear, they aren't doing the super weird flavors thing. These are just silicone molds that are shaped like those polarizing foods, not new flavor mixes. Although, they may have missed an opportunity. Each No Thanks mold costs $5 and it comes in a kit with a box of Jell-O mix. The cranberry mold comes with their cranberry Jell-O, but the Brussels sprouts is lime Jell-O. The pecan is orange flavor. They're available on Walmart.com beginning today while supplies last. So that brings us to our top list. Oh, did we have, we had the sound. We had this.
G-E-L-L-O.
Yep. Well, with them celebrating their 125th anniversary with three retro molds shaped like classic Thanksgiving dishes, as terrible as that'll look, it's better than no Jell-O at all. See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top ways life would be different without Jell-O. All right, here we go. Number one. There it is. The hospital cafeteria would have nothing to disgust us with. The only thing Aunt Gladys would bring to Thanksgiving is, well, casual off-color comments. Would have to spit ketchup from our mouth when we try and be Gene Simmons. Top ways life would be different without Jell-O. Moms would have to find a different way to bribe their kids to finish peas. We wouldn't have anything to throw out 4 years after its expiration date. And top ways life would just be different without Jell-O. We'd have no way to describe Sydney Sweeney on a trampoline. It's the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we've got your news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Sydney Sweeney's boxing movie had one of the worst openings of all time, which surprised me that people didn't want to see her with those punching bags. A sequel to The Cosby Show spinoff, A Different World, is in the works. Episode 1, a creepy old dude tries to roofie a college girl. AMC is developing a soap opera based on NASCAR. It'll be called The Young and the Toothless. Kate Gosselin has gone internet official with her new boyfriend. He's a simple guy who likes sunsets and lots of baggage. And the Farmer's Almanac will cease publication after 200 years. I think what I'll miss most is the swimsuit issue. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. I'm really happy you could join us on the Tuesday edition of the program, taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river and the fountain and the flag there. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. We're going to get dumb with stupid criminals in the news. And we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent? The one where you made fun of his new haircut?
How long have you been under there?
Shh, 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 quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. There are more species of sponges than mammals. This is especially true if you look under those pineapples under the sea. Number two. The music video that's been played the most times on MTV is Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. Number three. Jimmy Carter was the longest living president ever at 100 years old and 89 days. George H.W. Bush is second. He was 94 when he died in 2018. Number four, the most common name for cities in the United States is Fairview. There are 273 with that name. Midway is second at 257. Wow. And then number five, the phrase red tape comes from the early 1500s when the Holy Roman Empire would use red tape to seal its most important political documents and decisions. And well, those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show. Coming up in just a few, we've got your audio vault. We're going to lovingly place sounds in your ear holes. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
All right. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to you as well. And again, thank you to all who have served and are currently serving in our armed forces. You typically, each and every Tuesday, bring us a guest. Today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted to have a freshly clean-shaven face, baby face, Dr. Derek Brown here from the Free Clinic of Central Virginia today.
Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
And I see that you're participating in Mustaches for Kids.
I am being facially hazed for the rest of November. Yes, I am.
Yeah, I did not do that this
Very
year.
Very jealous right now.
however, Tab actually did. Uh-huh. If you saw any of her posts,
uh-huh. Yeah,
she's got a little mustache tattoo
on
her finger, and she's having it filled in. So,
nice.
So that'll be as the growing continues.
Is it a real tattoo?
Yeah, it's a real
no
tattoo.
Way,
she
Mike.
Has a real tattoo. She has a real okay. tattoo on
and
this
then
finger,
it,
and
she
then she has
money?
A and she has a and she has a microphone on this one.
Uh-huh.
So she has a mustache and a microphone.
It's the
world of Tab. So she's going to be participating as well. But that's not why you're here.
No,
we're here to talk about the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. And so, if you are unfamiliar with Free Clinic, we're going to ask Dr. Brown to explain what Free Clinic does. But also, you guys suffered a fire. Back right around Christmas, that kind of put your main location out of commission for a very, very long time, and would like to get an update on that.
Yeah.
So, Megan, I think I jumped in there before you finished your.
No, you're fine.
Okay,
you're fine.
All right,
yeah.
We're good.
Brown's here to talk about Free Clinic and some events that they have coming up and ways that we as a community can help.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the program. For those that don't know, please explain what Free Clinic is.
Yeah. First, happy Veterans Day, and just really always support the troops and grateful for their service.
Absolutely.
And thanks for the opportunity to come on and talk about the Free Clinic. So our mission is to provide comprehensive, compassionate, high-quality care, health care for uninsured and underinsured patients all across Central Virginia. And we do medical services. We also have dental. We also have some pharmacy services that we can provide as well. And we're dipping our toe in mental health as well. So it's so important to have that comprehensive care for people, and everything is connected in the body, and healthcare is so important. It influences every other aspect of your life. And back in December, we had a fire. Our clinic is 1016 Main Street here downtown Lynchburg, but had a fire, and the smoke damage just devastated the whole clinic. So we had to gut the entire thing. We have a wonderful contractor with LG Flint who's going in there and working with us, and we're getting back up and running. So it's neat to see. Like, we actually have drywall back up now. It was just all studs and wires, and but we're progressing along. We're getting there. We have some needs, but we're getting close to getting back there, hopefully in February.
And for folks that that maybe they've been through a fire, or they've known a business or a residential location that has been through a fire, and the construction crews can usually go in there, and the fire restoration folks can usually go in there, but for a medical clinic, you have a lot of instruments and equipment and mm-hmm. things that can't just be cleaned.
Yeah.
It had to have been replaced. I mean, right. nobody wants dental instruments that went through a fire.
That's right.
In their mouth. So yeah, so it's been a process.
Yeah, and it's crazy the amount of soot and smoke damage and just how it penetrated everything. Even our filing cabinets that were closed.
Yeah.
Like, there's soot inside the filing cabinets in between pieces of paper.
Oh,
so
wow.
You think about some of the eye lanes and optometry equipment that we had, because we do offer optometry as well.
Okay.
The dental instruments, and all that has to be sterile, and so just a total loss, and it was no way to be able to clean all of that. And so,
and you were saying off air that you have about a $500,000 gap from what insurance is going to you anticipate.
Yeah,
to provide.
Yeah. So we're fortunate to have fire insurance, but as you know, it doesn't cover everything. Yeah. Prices have gone up, and with construction, when you start to uncover everything that was there in an older building, you have other things that come up that aren't covered from insurance. So, about $500,000 we're trying to raise between now and February.
Okay.
So it's a challenge, but
that's a big challenge.
Every little bit helps.
So you have a series of upcoming events, mm-hmm. and one of which we're talking about it with Dink It Forward.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have a pickleball tournament at Crosswhite called the Dink It Forward Tournament. Dink It is a pickleball term for those who aren't familiar with pickleball. But that's December 6th and 7th at Crosswhite. And we've actually did something really neat this year. We partnered with two other local nonprofits because we're always about collaboration. So Impact Living Services and Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. And we have created the Triple Pickle. If you participate in each one of our tournaments, then it makes you eligible to become a Triple Pickle. And we'll have some prizes and some neat stuff that we'll give away at that last tournament for the Boys and Girls Club in the spring.
Awesome. Oh,
this is this is really, really cool. I am not. Have you ever played pickleball?
I have twice. Okay. Yeah. Twice. and I both times I had my dear friend Amanda come try to teach me and all the rules and the terms, just a whole nother lingo, and I was intimidated by that. So, but taught our kids, and we really enjoyed it. I loved it. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Yeah.
I played for the first time about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And then I played in Impact's tournament just to kind of to support them, and surprisingly made it through a few rounds.
Wow. I wasn't out
the first round.
It's like, I enjoy ping pong always, so it feels like that, and so it's not quite so much running.
Is it like
less running?
Is it like tennis and ping pong combined?
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
It's manageable. Like it feels manageable, and the scoring. I'm confused by the scoring, but I think you just have to practice a few times. Yeah.
Well, and that's fine. But the more you do it, I'm sure the better you get.
Yeah.
And it's a great community of people. People are really supportive, and people want you to learn more about the sport. So it's just a good time. And even if you don't have a lot of experience, encourage people to try it. Try something new, come out, support a good cause.
Yeah, that's great. December 6th and 7th.
That's right. Yep.
And you can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in free clinic and you'll find all the information. You can also go to freeclinicva.org. I got it right.
That's right.
Right. Okay. All right. Just right off the top of my head. My brain's a little squishy sometimes, but today it's firing on almost all four cylinders. Yeah. All right. So talk about the volunteerism of medical professionals, which really is what makes Free Clinic of Central Virginia possible.
Yeah, it's really inspiring and humbling to lead an organization like this. We see so many people just constantly giving back, and you know, with the looming cuts to insurance and Medicaid, you know, it's estimated that over 300,000 Virginians could lose their Medicaid benefits. And so what that translates to Lynchburg, we're unsure right now, but it could be a couple thousand, could be several thousand individuals in this community in Central Virginia that no longer have coverage. And we're like that last safety net for folks that don't have anything else. Like they don't have Medicaid. And I was in a room with some professionals a week ago, and I was talking about the free clinic, and I said, if you've ever had like excruciating pain or just really bad pain or been sick, raise your hand. Every hand in the room raised. It's like, how many of you all went to the doctor? And everybody raised their hand. How many of you had access to go to the doctor? Everybody raised their hand. I said, well, imagine now that you don't have that access and you can't go and you're in that much pain. Like, what do you do if there's a choice between healing yourself or feeding your kids? And so I know that our doctors and our dentists, our physicians, they understand that. And our board and our nurses, all of our volunteers understand just the huge benefit and service that we provide for our community. So it's really inspiring. We've had over 500 volunteers volunteer last year.
Tremendous.
Not all physicians and dentists, but we have over 40 students that volunteered from Liberty's Medical School. We have students from University of Lynchburg, around 87 of those last year, 17 dentists, countless physicians that come in. And these are folks that are either full-time in school or at their private practice or working at the hospital all day. And then they come in and work with us in the afternoons and during the day on the days off and just constantly giving. So it's inspiring.
And one of the things that I wanted to mention, and you had mentioned it at the beginning, that it's not just uninsured patients, but it's underinsured patients as well.
Right.
And a lot of folks, many folks, do not have dental. That's just not an option for them. And your clinic addresses that issue.
And one of the things that I've really learned from just having exposure to Johnson Health and Community Access Network and the free clinic, you know, is that even with all of your all's services, it's not able to meet the need of all of our neighbors. Right. So some people, one of the questions that comes up is, why do we need Can on 5th and, you know, Johnson Health and free clinic so close together? Well, you're not even able to adequately cover all the needs. So if you're all working 100% every day of the week, Saturdays and Sundays, it's still not, you know, not able to do it. So you could even have another one. So I think that's important for neighbors to understand, as well.
And, you know, dental pain is one of those things people don't think about and really can impact every area of your life. Just a quick story, if I got 2 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there was a student who was getting their GED in one of our local school systems. And the teacher reached out to me and said, you know, this student is in just pain every day. They don't have insurance. They don't have any dentist that could see them. It has a 2-year waiting list, and they're in here trying to learn. They're just in pain. So we were able to get them in. The student had a cavity and a fractured tooth, separate sides of the mouth, and had been living like that for a year, and trying to just pay attention in class and go through life with that type of pain and like no help and no hope. Yeah. So, you know, it's a real need and something that people don't, you know, really don't have an awareness of that there's such a backlog and such a dental desert, if you will, especially in the counties.
And free clinic, now it's not a walk-in clinic. You have to register in advance and contact your folks and get screened for eligibility.
That's right. Yep. So, and you can just go to our website, freeclinicva.org, and all of our information is on there. If you call the number, it's a really easy process. We have amazing staff members that want to get people into our clinic, and so they'll make sure that you're eligible. And if they're not eligible, we do have folks that will help you get signed up for Medicaid if that's what you qualify for. And then we also have our great partners at CAN, Johnson, that we do refer out to and can connect people to other resources as well.
That's fantastic. So right now, with the main clinic with your central location downtown on Main Street shut down, undergoing renovations, where is dental and where is medical right now?
Yeah, so our medical facilities, we've been fortunate to be in the Quaker Memorial Presbyterian Church over on 4th Avenue, and they've been great. So on the backside of that church in the lower terrace level, we've set up some dental medical offices there. And then our dental side is on Old Forest Road in the old CAN dental building. And so all of those exact addresses are on our website.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, when we talked about volunteering, when we talked about making donations, and volunteering, that might be a little bit tricky because you need, you know, some specialized folks with medical experience in a lot of cases. But as far as, like, if folks wanted to make donations, not just monetary donations, but if they wanted to donate items, what types of items are you accepting right now?
Yeah, so we actually have what we call a food pharmacy and a hygiene pantry. And so we partner with Lynchburg Grows and our area food bank that helps provide food, but also it's critical to have those hygiene products to stay healthy. So soaps, deodorants, laundry detergent, toothpaste, toothbrushes, dental floss, anything like that that's personal hygiene. We always take those donations. And then volunteerism, like you said, you don't have to be a physician, you don't have to be a dentist to come in and help and volunteer with us. We had two parents of one of our board members came in last week and just helped us stuff hygiene bags. And we were able to pass those out at Parkview and the Daily Bread when we did some pop-up clinics.
That's great.
Well, that is fantastic. So if individuals or organizations would like to either volunteer or make donations, they can learn more if they go to Share Greater Lynchburg. They can go to your page, or they can go to your page directly and get in contact with you.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. We love to connect with people and we love to collaborate.
That's great.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. We're talking with Dr. Derek Brown from Free Clinic of Central Virginia. You can learn more, again, by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org and just type in Free Clinic or go to freeclinicva.org for more information. And if you'd like to make a donation, cash-wise, too, there's very convenient buttons right here.
Nice button, yeah.
I suggest clicking on the other amount, but any amount,
just
any amount,
$500,000.
Yeah. Click on other amount. Donate $500,000. Problem
there you
solved.
Go, problem
right?
solved.
We've alleviated a lot of stress.
we've solved all the world's problems.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you so much
for what you do and for taking the time.
Mm-hmm. Megan, how are things going at SHARE and Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation?
Awesome. Yeah, we just did our fall for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. The designations and were made for the fall grants last week in committee, and that will be voted on at our board meeting in December 9th. So right after that, we'll be sending out a press release about, you know, where all the funds have gone for the fall and been distributed, which is awesome. And our annual report is just hot off the press. It might just be in the mailboxes this week, and we have a digital copy online, and we'll put that in our newsletter. But last year was a banner year for the foundation. We had the most money in recent years that was, you know, donated, and the most yield, and therefore the most nonprofits were served. So 253 nonprofits received grants last year at a banner year. So keep giving and keep you know, supporting the foundation in transformational ways. We've had many new funds started and agency funds where, like the Free Clinic, you know, you can kind of store your excess funds at the and let help it grow at the foundation. So if you're a nonprofit that just wants to park some money there, let it grow through our awesome machine, and then get to it when you need it. Mm-hmm. You can do that too. So the annual report was really I reviewed and edited it multiple times, and I really learned something every time. For our grant window, we have a few more days. The 15th of this month is the deadline for the Youth Philanthropy Grant. That's a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant that's donated by 27 local high school students. Decide where that goes. And that's specifically for nonprofits that are doing youth programming. And that's great. So Iron Lives should apply if they haven't already. And as well as just any organization that does youth programming. It's a really cool process to be part of. And for the SHARE side of things, we have our final Lunch and Learn of the Year tomorrow. There's still time to register, and I can slide you in a Jersey Mike sub for lunch, but it's at Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest. Okay. And we have a few seats left. It's at 12 o'clock, and they'll give us a little bit about the history, their engagement with the 250th anniversary of our country and all that they're doing to celebrate. And you can walk away with a free guest pass to come back and tour the grounds at your leisure. Nice. So that's really exciting. And, you know, Mike and I are working on Giving Tuesday activities, getting ready for Giving Every Tuesday and some live remotes at the market. Mm-hmm. And Giving Tuesday is coming up on December 2nd.
Yep. And I believe we'll be at Lynchburg Community Market with SHARE Greater Lynchburg on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right. Saturday the 22nd at, what did we decide on a time?
I think we did.
9 o'clock?
9 a.m.
Yeah, we'll see you at 9. We'll give out some giveaways, and we want to hear from people about why they're giving good in the community. Mm-hmm. And why it's important to give back.
SHARE Greater Lynchburg has 202 nonprofit organizations represented on the platform. Folks can learn all about these organizations. They can find out about volunteer opportunities, even volunteering at the board level. There are so many events. There are upcoming events. There are about 38 upcoming events right now that you could attend and be part of. And you can even shop for these organizations on the SHARE platform. Just visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org to learn more. And if you're part of a nonprofit that is not using the SHARE platform, it's free. So
great.
Yeah. Get that's on right. there. Yeah. It's kind of a one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. For folks to learn more about all of our area's nonprofit organizations without having to search everybody's individual page, you can do a deeper dive then and go to each individual page once you've seen the sheer need that is out there. It's on ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Folks, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Each and every Tuesday, Megan joins us, and we really appreciate the partnership within our community. Coming up, we have your audio vault a little bit later on. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. So this week is National Recycling Week. So we asked AI. I said AI. Yeah. To give us a list of things to recycle. And here's what we got.
In honor of National Recycling Week, we want to remind you of things that can be recycled, like bottles, certain plastic containers, that white little table-looking thingy in your pizza box. What is that thing even called? I mean, do they have a name for it at the pizza place? Does someone say, we need more little white mouse tables? You'd think the people who work at the recycling plant see millions of those. What are the chances that those little pizza tables would be made into a white plastic patio table? That would be funny. Anyway, remember to recycle. It makes the world a better place. One pizza box, white little table looking thingy at a time.
Okay. All right. Let's go to viral videos. A YouTuber who uses AI to turn classic songs into glam metal returned yesterday. They posted this Willie Nelson classic into the 80s genre. Not enough for me to listen to the whole thing. Let's see. A study found that people who drank hard in their late teens and early 20s boasted higher levels of education and income. It is pointed out, though, that this study came from Norway, where booze is very expensive due to taxes. So you might have had cash in the bank already to go heavy on booze, but
to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah, I guess. All right, let's see. Let's save that for stupid criminals, even though it's a bear. Skip that. Are we going to a comedian already? Yeah, I guess we are. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Today is Veterans Day. Here's comedian Michael Longfellow on his odd couple living situation.
I live with an 82-year-old Asian-American woman, Carol Wong. Do you guys know her? She's an old lady in Glendale, California. It's true. I live with this old lady. I found her on Craigslist. She takes in soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder, but I showed her a tape, and she was like, okay. You can stay too. You and the soldiers. The soldiers moved out, though, so now it's just like me and Carol being roommates. It's really weird to live with an 82-year-old woman that is not your grandmother. I don't love her. She doesn't love me. We're just roommates. We've roommate issues. And it feels ridiculous to go into a room like, Carol, maybe I'm crazy, but are there 3 or 4 puddings left in this snack pack? Do you have a pudding, Carol? Do you have a pudding, Carol? I'm not made of pudding, Carol. You gotta ask. You guys drink? So does she.
Wow. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and like you like it. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get really dumb with your stupid criminals in Da News. Then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Celebrate the season at Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg City Armory, corner of 12th and Church Streets in downtown Lynchburg. Join us for a festive market featuring unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted gifts by local artists and makers. Enjoy cheerful music and a cozy, welcoming atmosphere perfect for holiday shopping. Hosted by Lynchburg Parks and Recreation. And kids of all ages can bring their lists for pictures with Santa starting at 2 p.m. It's Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th, 8 to 5 at Lynchburg City Armory in downtown Lynchburg.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in Da News. So how many eggs can chickens lay? Let's not get into an argument about this. A 44-year-old man in Florida named Peter Riera opened fire on 3 people outside a bar after closing time last week. It sounds like all of them had been drinking, and an argument broke out outside at the end of the night. Peter raises chickens, and the group was apparently arguing about how many eggs chickens can lay. Peter freaked out. He pulled out a gun. I said, I don't have Peter.
No!
Damn it. He pulled out a gun. He started firing. The three victims ran off. Thankfully, no one was shot. One of the victims ran into the road to get away, but he wasn't hurt either. Peter's facing multiple charges and is being held without bond. Here is Master Sergeant Dominic Massidi and Public Information Officer and a Public Information Officer talking about what had happened.
The shooter evidently raises chickens, and the conversation was about how many eggs a chicken can lay. One victim ran out into the roadway trying to get away from the shooter. The other two victims hid. We had several phone calls. The shooter himself called 911. Arming yourself with a handgun when you're under the influence is not a good idea. There's never going to be a good outcome with that.
No. Peter's facing multiple charges and is being held without bond. Two of the three victims were also arrested for resisting an officer. Now, for what it's worth, Peter claims the three men were trying to con him. But the police haven't said if there's anything to back that up. They did say Peter seemed very paranoid. There is this. A bear broke into a home in Colorado. I said a bear.
Nice beaver.
No, a bear.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed. Yeah.
Let me help you with that.
All right. Here are the residents yelling at the bear, then talking about the deputies who came to their home to take care of the situation.
Get out!
Oh, my God.
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
I have never been more grateful for men with guns in my entire life. Like, officers, thank you. You were for your courage.
This is bad.
Uh-huh. Hey, 44... Oh, we already did that one. Okay. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An Ohio couple, Samantha and Kayla Stewart, adopted a four-year-old boy named Jaden last year, and he could hardly even speak. Now he's outgoing and talking and saying heartwarming things that are going viral. Here, check out what Jaden said while they were decorating for the holidays.
Thank you. You're welcome. I love doing this. This is the best wife.
Okay. I didn't understand it either, but he's talky. And that is the good news. All right, the good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local,
global,
radio
434.